on the air here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, taking your calls at 888-553-7536. There's a blog at drkenshow.com. You may find that interesting to follow the thread of various conversations, questions that people have, the medical news of the week, things that are on the minds of doctors. This is something that has political overtones, I guess, although it seems practical when you look at the numbers, Ken. The discussion we continue to have over, everybody keeps calling it Obamacare, and I kind of take exception. It's become nonsensical. Affordable care, affordable for whom and under what circumstances, and what's the quality like? You pay, in Massachusetts, we have what now the other people call Romney Care, which has become kind of silly as well. It's called Mass Care, I think, is the official name for it, and everybody is covered. But for those who have it, they're not entitled to the best care. They're entitled to care from people who will take the insurance. And that most of the time, frankly, is not the best facilities, nor are they the best doctors. So you get some care, which is better than none. That's what most people agree on, and I think that's probably true. But there isn't the kind of people like you who are on the top of the scale when people come to you. I mean, you take all of the usual Medicare stuff, but if they change the Medicare formula, would you keep taking Medicare?
Well, when it's going to depend on many factors, which are all these unknowns written in 2,700 pages that are a lot of it yet to be determined. And that's why doctors are so uneasy right now. But anytime you turn over everything to the government, and that's all this was all about, this was just an act of who's going to control health care. Is it going to be patient focused at the community level between the doctor and the patient, or is it going to be centrally controlled by government and academia? And this new bill gives you government central control, and I call it institutional health care. And institutional health care has the warmth and personable approach as the Department of Motor Vehicles. So you're going to have Department of Motor Vehicle Bureau health care. You will get health care, but it's not going to be personable. And for those who have no care, maybe it's better than no care. But for the vast majority who have care, they're going to be very disappointed in this new world.
Well, the New World Order, and there are people who say it's socialized medicine. What I don't get is why, and this is a psychological question, and isn't going to get answered here. So many people are so eager to have this. Those are the people who not only don't have insurance, okay, you get that, but people who have insurance or who are covered.
The only people who are eager for this are those who think that they're going to get something for nothing, or who can't get insurance right now because they're a little too young for Medicare, they're a little too ill to get into the current system. And this is a difficult time, and my heart goes out. I see these people, and they have a lot of already active medical problems, and they can't afford what's offered for them. And these are the people who can't get anything and are so happy to have anything. But wait till they use what they're given, and wait till the whole country is on institutional health care. I don't think Americans are going to like it.
I don't think they like some. Well, again, we have a very divided country, which is kind of a shame. It's more than kind of a shame. It's awful. And it's all based on these political shenanigans that are played by both sides. And instead of the people who pay for this stuff being better off, all we're getting is we're into a rhubarb here. And the resultant, the after effect, or maybe the primary effect, is that a lot of doctors are saying, I quit.
Let me tell you about a survey that came out of the Doctor Patient Medical Association. 83% of American physicians, they've considered leaving their practices dug over President Obama's health care reform, Laura. And this, again, this is according to a survey released this week by the Doctor Patient Medical Association. This is a nonpartisan association of doctors and patients, and they surveyed a random selection of 699 doctors nationwide, not necessarily members of this group. And the survey found that the majority of doctors have thought about bailing out of their careers over this legislation, which was upheld last month by the Supreme Court. But here's the important thing. Even if doctors do not quit their jobs over the ruling, America's going to face a shortage of at least 90,000 doctors by 2020 year. And this new health care law increases the demand for physicians by expanding insurance coverage. And this change will just make worse the current shortage as more Americans live past 65. And by 2025, the shortage is going to balloon to over 130,000 doctors. But doctors understand what Washington does not, Doug, and you do understand this also, that a piece of paper that says you're covered by insurance or enrolled in Medicare or Medicaid does not translate to actual medical care when doctors can't afford to see patients at the lowball payments and patients have to jump through government and insurance company bureaucratic hoops.
It's patently ridiculous. It really is. I go through all of this stuff and have the impact that it's had. And because people are so twisted and turned because of their political allegiances, the old can't see the forest for the trees.
They don't think rationally. Doctors, they have to pay for the infrastructure, legal compliance, and new information technology requirements that the government has mandated, and as their business costs keep going up, doctors are not seeing more money coming in. Their reimbursements from insurers are either going down or staying steady, and that's why 83% of doctors have considered quitting over the name you don't like, Obamacare.
All right, what do you think of that? You're welcome to discuss it as long as we don't get into the political side of it. Do you feel better or worse? Those of you who have a relationship with doctors, you ought to ask your doctor what he or she thinks about this. It's down the path now of, again, political reality. But it isn't. There's nothing about this, really, other than some people who get care that haven't had access to it. There's nothing in here about the most important part of your health, and that is trying to be proactive, preventative. People say, oh, there's a couple of, you know, you listen to the politicians. Oh, yeah, there's lots in there. I challenge you to tell me or show me in this 2,700 pages where there is specific reference to prevention, what people are going to be done, what is going to be done for or by people to encourage them to eat well, to get the multivitamins or the vitamins and minerals they need, the exercise they need, eating the right foods, all of that stuff. Where is that in this bill? Where is it? You won't find it because it's not there. Yet it's the most important thing. The health care costs in this country are so exorbitant because people are stupid enough, frankly, to eat poorly. You make your own choices. This is America, free country. But if as much money was spent on educating people, if there was a program in school, for example, a health ed course that was taught that would help people understand how their bodies worked and how sugar is converted to fat and what happens when you drink all these horrible fatty drinks and you eat all this garbage that you get at the fast food restaurants, people when they get to be 65, like my dear friend Edgar, who died in his sleep last week, at the age of 65, he had a healthy diet, but there was something going on. He didn't have the proper health care. If he had, he would have probably, you know, it's just a round and round you go thing, Ken. And it's really, I don't know, it just disgusts me.
It's over 15% of the economy, and it's just a grab of
right,
all
let's get
of
as
that
much
by
all the
government.
Money. Right. If you follow this through, this is how cynical this is. Like it or not, this is the truth. If you look at the board of directors and the way the companies are run that are responsible for most of the food that's produced in our country, the stuff that comes from these big agribusinesses, and you look at the board of directors and the people who control the drug business, you'll see surprisingly the same names, faces, and connections. And the same people, by the way, work for the FDA and the USDA. They're in, they're out. They get laws passed, rules made. that create a favorable environment for them and their products, and you are paying for all this with your tax dollars. This is how insidious this is. And it goes on and on and on and on.
I feel like you're going to pay even more because this health care, as the Supreme Court said and as President Obama's attorney said, it's a tax.
Yeah. All right. 888-553-7536. Danny's listening in Atlanta, Georgia. Danny, what can we do to help you out? Yes, sir.
I have some questions. I had some blood work done last month, and my cholesterol come back about 260, but my triglycerides came back at 970, way above the 150, what they consider normal. And my doctor wanted to put me on some statin-type drugs, and I read the side effects on that stuff. Makes me a little bit nervous. I just was wondering, you know, what else would you recommend for that, and why in the wide world would my triglycerides be that high?
Danny, great question. Let me get right to it. The total cholesterol molecule is made up of a number of fragments, the bad cholesterol, the good cholesterol, and one of them is called triglycerides. This is what usually floats to the top of the blood. You need to make sure when you get your blood checked, I hope you had a 12-hour fast. One of the reasons they can go up a little bit is if you don't fast. But are you drinking a little too much adult beverage?
Maybe two a month, if that.
Okay, well, good, because excessive alcohol can do it. It doesn't sound like that's the issue. Your thyroid, has that been checked? We had an earlier call about low thyroid. That can make your triglycerides go very high.
Now, he looked at all my blood work. He said everything else looked normal, was in line, looked good. He said,
make sure they check your thyroid. Don't assume. Ask specifically if your blood work was collected and included a test for the thyroid. Are you a little short for your weight? Are you overweight?
Yeah, well, I'm 5'6", and I'm about 190 pounds. I've only got about a 34-inch waist. So I've got, you know, more of an upper body build. I don't have a big gut or nothing like that. But.
All right. Well, obesity can raise it. And the other thing is what you eat. The part of the diet that increases the triglycerides, the white flour products, the bakery goods. Do you live in the bakery, Danny?
I do like to have an ice cream, you know, but a couple times a week.
Well, you want to try to limit the white flour products, the bakery goods. The other thing is uncontrolled diabetes can often raise the triglycerides, but your doctor said that your blood sugar, your hemoglobin A1C were all okay. I would confirm that with the doctor. If all of those things are okay, then it just sounds like you have some genetic issue that is not clearing triglycerides. What I like to recommend is Lovesa. It's a very high quality, industrial grade fish oil. It's indicated when the triglycerides fasting are over 500. There are other drugs of other classes. Tricor or Lopid are examples of the other class of medicine specifically for triglycerides.
Okay. What about that cholesterol at 260? Is that going to help anything with that?
It'll get the triglycerides down, and the triglycerides do add to the 260, but I'd have to see your LDL, and you may need to also be on a statin if your LDL is above. If you're a diabetic, I want your LDL under 70.
Cardiol is a good way to go, Ken, yeah?
It's probably not strong enough in this situation.
All right, check it out, though. Cardiol.net/Ken.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many of the supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
After the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to help you medically. A lot of information, a lot of consultation. Dr. Ken cannot prescribe on the radio, obviously, but he can certainly give you a direction in which to go. Listen carefully. The last gentleman who is here needs immediate help.
Exactly. Triglycerides, when they get above 500, is an urgent matter. When they get to 1,000, it's a medical almost a medical emergency, because the pancreas can get clogged up with the triglycerides. So that needs to be taken care of yesterday.
888-553-7536 on the Good Day Weekend program. Jason's in Buffalo, New York, with questions on health care. Is this a general conversational question, Jason?
Yes, it's a basic question for the public out there. I use the veteran, I'm a Vietnam veteran who uses the VA system. And anybody that uses the Veterans Administration hospital or whatever, it's not a welfare program. It is a program for veterans who serve the country. It is not a welfare program. I'm tired of hearing people talk about, well, your health care is free. Well, we served our country. Why shouldn't we get something in return? I'm a disabled veteran. And the way we were treated when we came back from Vietnam, I find it a complete insult. And
Jason,
I hear a lot from this public.
Well, thanks for your service. And you do, especially in your situation, you know, you're disabled from your service. I don't know of anybody, a service-connected disability. I don't know anyone who would begrudge you getting care for the rest of your life. I certainly wouldn't. But my question is, are you happy with the care you're getting?
At times, yes. Most of the time, I would say yes.
And, you know, that's the concern. You know, how is the quality of care? You know, I worked myself. I trained at probably four different VAs during my training. And, you know, there were a lot of good people there, but there were also a lot of people looking at the calendar every day and just counting the days till they were going to get their paid retirement. And, you know, and that's the concern is, you know, yes, they're going to go through the action. Yes, you're going to get the care, but a lot of people want to have a personal relationship with their caregivers. And that's the element that so often in institutional medicine I find lacking.
All right, sir. Yep, let's move on. 888-553-7536. Ken in Miami. Yes, sir, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yes, sir. Ken, I have problems with my prostate for the last 7 years. I've been peeing at night so much that I can't sleep. I've had a TURP on it, and that didn't help. And they're trying to look at it and see if it's still open, and they want to go and maybe do another TURP. But I don't know what's going on.
Well, exactly, Ken. I'm glad you called. The first thing is to get a diagnosis. Is this just enlargement of the gland, a benign problem that causes a lot of nuisance issues? It interferes with your sleep every night. You're rushing to the bathroom no matter what you do. Or is this cancer? And that's what needs to be determined, because the approach might be different.
Well, I do have cancer, they say, in my prostate. The prostate seems to be normal.
It's just you have what we call BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy.
I guess.
So, and it's certainly interfering with your lifestyle, and there are many, many urologists who would love to help you, and there's a lot of different opportunities here, from the old classic TURP, the transurethral resection of the prostate. There are now a lot of other options. There's minimally invasive surgery. There's laser surgery, if necessary. There's open prostatectomy. There's just so many different options now, different techniques. You just need to go to a really experienced urologist who cares about you, Ken. It sounds to me like you're not happy with the healthcare system.
Well, so far I have been. It's just that the idea of having to wait so long between visits, it's getting down with everything else.
Why is there such a long wait? Is your urologist very busy?
I don't know. I think the urologist down here in Miami is booked up so solid that you can get in when you're supposed to have your time to get in with them. It takes about 2 to 3 hours after you get in before they can see you.
Well, it's got to be more than one urologist there. It's 28 past the hour.
This is what you have to get used to.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
One 55 Dr. Ken. If you ever tried to call us, we have some lines open. Dr. Ken, awaiting your call, trained medical scientist, internist, cardiologist. There's almost nothing I haven't seen in the more than 30 years I've been in medicine. Here's the toll-free number, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. We pay for the call. There's no paperwork. There's no bill. You have a question about yourself, your spouse, your parents, your kids, your friends. Everybody has a health care question they're wondering about. Maybe you read something on the Internet you're concerned about, and you want a second opinion, just some peace of mind. You've been to the doctor lately, and obviously you're left with questions unanswered. No one gets them all answered. You always remember something in the parking lot, and you don't have time to get it answered. 1-888-55-DR-KEN.
I'm looking at an article. It was in Investor's Business Daily recently. It provided some very interesting stats from the United Nations International Health Organizations, and one wonders what the message is here. I'll let you make the conclusion, Ken. I'm just going to drop this on you and our listeners. Pretty astounding information, actually. The percentage of men and women who have survived cancer 5 years after a diagnosis. In the United States, this was prior to last year.
It's much higher.
65% versus England, 46%, Canada, 42%.
Wow.
Percentage of patients diagnosed with diabetes who received treatment within 6 months. In the U.S., 93%. In England, 15%. In Canada, 43%. Percentage of seniors needing hip replacement who received it within 6 months. This is prior to last year. 90% in the U.S., 15% in England, 43% in Canada. Percentage referred to medical specialists who would see them within a month, 77% in the United States, 40% in England, 40% in Canada. The number of MRI scanners per million people in America, 71. In England, 14. In Canada, 18. Percentage of seniors with low income who say they are in excellent health, U.S., 12%. England, 2%. Canada, 6%. So what conclusions do you draw? I ask that as a question, sort of a rhetorical question, but Ken, it's pretty obvious. This is before most of the things that we are talking about regarding socialized medicine have been put into place here in our country. It's lowering down, it's the same as dumbing down in terms of education. It's insidious. You look at these things and you wonder why anybody who promotes any of this stuff would get elected to anything.
It's going to have to ration the care, and that's the dirty little secret that no one will talk about until after the 2012 election. It's just almost immoral.
What's gained by this? So you have to wonder out loud what's gained. Yes, people ought to have access to good, affordable health care, but is this the way to get it? Where is this really going? Here's a bit of drug news. The thing that men have used for a long time to deal with hair balding problems, that kind of thing, Propecia. What's the story again?
This is very important. Guys, women who care about a guy, this was in the Journal of Sexual Medicine this week. For some men, the sexual side effects, Doug, of Propecia, they may last for months to years, even after the person taking the drug stops taking Propecia. 54 men under the age of 40 who reported side effects for 3 months or more after taking Propecia, which is also called finasteride, to treat their hair loss were interviewed for this study. None of the men reported having any sexual, medical, or psychiatric problems before they took the drug. Some of the men who took the drug for a few weeks, others took it for years, but all of them reported side effects such as erectile dysfunction, decreased sexual drive, problems with orgasms, shrinking and painful genitals, even some neurologic problems such as depression, anxiety, and mental fogginess. For 96% of the men, Doug, the sexual problems lasted more than a year after they stopped taking the drug. And the number of men who will experience these long-lasting side effects is around 3% of all men who take the drug. In my opinion, I would look for an alternative other than Propecia.
And women ever take Propecia? Because a lot of women are losing their hair now, too.
I'm not aware of this. You know, that's a good question. I would imagine that they are, but that's a good question.
Yeah. All right. 888-553-7536. The Good Day Health newsletter for the week ending July 13th. Every week, Ken produces the Good Day Health newsletter. It's free. A lot of news related to all kinds of maladies. What's the focus this week?
This week, it's the latest news relating to your aging. And let me just comment on Propecia in women. It is given in combination with oral contraceptives because, you know, it was a complicated question you asked me because it actually acts on inhibiting testosterone transformation into a form that then is helpful in inhibiting hair formation. And it has been given in combination with contraceptives and felt to improve female pattern hair loss in most women. So I would urge people to look for alternatives.
All right. Don't take Propecia. 888-553-7536. All right. Meanwhile, back to the Good Day Health newsletter and what's in this. What do we get out of I'm looking at
the latest news relating to aging.
And the fact that people who are older smell differently?
they do. But not the worst of all age groups.
Really?
Huh. Middle-aged men in that study that you're referring to actually were judged to have the most unpleasant odor, and women in that age group to have the most pleasant. But elderly had a very distinct odor to them. And the way around this is just, you know, making sure you bathe adequately, making sure you wash your clothing, and let that house air out.
It sounds like it ought to be common sense stuff, in fact. You know, but a lot of people don't have a lot of common sense. That's fairly obvious. 888-553-7536. Okay, so sign up for the Good Day Health newsletter. Go to drkenshow.com, and it's pretty obvious right there. It shows you where the newsletter is. You sign up for it in the box. Same thing at dougstefan.com. Look for Dr. Ken's picture in the co-host box and get this information every week good read, and it's free. We're not going to try to sell you anything. Just sign up for it at either drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. 888-553-7536. Elizabeth is in Frankfort, New York. Is that right? Did I get it right,
That's
Elizabeth?
Correct.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right. So help yourself to Dr. Ken.
Okay, Dr. Ken. I thought I would get your opinion on this. The last two nights, been going swimming, and I don't really know if I'm explaining it good enough, but I have like a white streak, kind of like a lightning, like when I turn my head to the left a couple of times, and it's just happened, and I had my thyroid out, so I always think, well, it must be because I don't have my thyroid, and then I got B12 shots because I was low with that, so I don't know if I should be concerned. I don't know if I'm explaining it good enough.
Hopefully this is nothing but a floater. Does it look like a tiny spot or speck or fleck or cobweb that kind of drifts aimlessly around the field of vision?
No, I do have a floater in the right eye, so I know what that's like. It's black. It's
okay,
a floater.
Okay, so
this is different.
So this is different, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's different. It doesn't, like, just float. It just, like the only on the left side of the when I look out of my eye, and it's like a... All I can think of is like a light of streak. When the lightning strikes, it's the white line. You can see, I don't know, say like 12, 14 inches to the side.
Sure.
And I don't have it now, but it's just started. I didn't know if I should be concerned and get a hold of the eye doctor.
Well, obviously the thing you want to make sure it's not is a retinal tear or a retinal detachment. That would be the things that I would be concerned about here. And easily treated. It just needs to be diagnosed. So I would go to your local friendly retina specialist and let them take a good look at the back of the eye and get this thing taken care of, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for your help and have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
888-553-7536. I had these the other night, and I will tell you that some of it is related to what's going on psychologically in your mind. As I discussed with you last week, for those of you who were listening last week, the story of my best man, in a sense, in many different ways, on my farm in Massachusetts. This fellow had been here with me for 18 years. He and his wife basically were in charge of the tone, the activity. I may have set the course, but he was the guy who operationally made things happen. He died in his sleep at the age of 65 of a heart attack. And because of our closeness, I think, as much as anything else, and because even though scientifically these things have been studied, who knows what the scientists would say, we all know how we feel, what we experience. We're curious because we all want to put a human spin on things. I've had these three lines, light, on both sides of my eyes, off and on, one night especially, but a couple of different times. And I've never had them before. And I think there's something that's connected to the death of Edgar. I don't know what it is. But some of these things are just not explainable in conventional medical terms, Ken. You can search and search and search, and you're just not going to find any. You know, you can come up with some answer, but is it the real answer?
Well, I would make sure there's nothing physical, but if you've excluded all the physical possibilities, it can be psychological.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Carl's in Grand Rapids. Hi, Carl.
Hello, Doug.
What's up
with
you?
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Carl.
Oh, I had neurolysis in the beginning of March, and now the pain's cranking back. Well, I'm an electrocution survivor, so... But a lot of nerve damage. But I was wondering if the procedure is repeated, how does the effects become longer, or is there a side effect to these, or what's the ramifications of the neurolysis procedures?
So you have chronic pain, I would imagine.
Yes.
And this was done to destroy the pain. And what technique exactly was used to destroy the nerve roots?
They put needles in the nerves, and then they high frequency to
you had what we call radio frequency lesioning.
Right.
And what kind of doctor did that?
He's a pain specialist. He's a surgeon pain specialist, and they did it under X-ray. You know, it was quite a procedure to get done, but
this is an MD.
I had excellent results to begin with.
I presume this is an MD, right?
Yes.
Okay, and this is a newer area of specialty in medicine called pain management, and some of these folks are incredibly skilled and good. And how are you feeling?
Now the pain is cranking back pretty good, but I had wonderful results for 3 months. I mean, best thing since the invention of the aspirin, but now I'm just wondering,
it sounds, you
know,
to me,
it's
like,
cranking back.
It sounds to me like, you know, it's like you take a medication and you need to be retreated sometimes, and it sounds to me like you need some additional treatment. Have you been back to the doctor to be reevaluated? Because I don't know if you have a new area or the area that was originally treated just needs additional treatment. This needs to be reevaluated, Carl. I wouldn't assume anything. You just need to start over and be reevaluated.
All right. There you go, sir. 888-553-7536. More of your calls for Dr. Ken Kronhaus straight ahead here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about orange juice and life. You know how in the morning you want to have a delicious glass of orange juice, and you're going to make it on your own. You're going to take that orange, you're going to slice it, you're going to put it in the juicer machine, and you're going to squeeze everything you possibly can out of that orange. There's not going to be anything left over. There's not going to be any pulp at all. You're going to get everything that you deserve from that orange. Do you do the same thing with life? Do you take life and squeeze everything possible out of it? Do you go ahead and say to yourself, here is my opportunity, here is my life, here is everything that I'm capable of doing, and then go ahead, and then you squeeze it, either daily, either weekly, either monthly, or your entire life. Take that orange juice, peel it back, squeeze it, and squeeze everything that you possibly can out of life so you can enjoy the flavor, the variety, and the wonderful taste that life will bring you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
America. Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
888-553-7536. Before we get back to the callers, interesting news from the world of those who are just getting bigger and bigger all the time. The obesity, I don't know, should we call this the obesity update? What are some of the highlights there, Ken?
Well, cutting down on the amount of time spent sitting might add years to the average life expectancy, Doug. This is out of the BMJ Journal. And also, if you want to lose weight, cutting up meals into small pieces could be an effective method for losing weight. Us humans apparently find it more satisfying to eat smaller foods than one large piece with the same number of calories. This was out of the Medical News Today Medical Journal.
888-553-7536. More of your calls, questions, email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com.
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, before we get back to your calls, Ken wants to continue for a moment because there are a couple of things that he may, I don't know if you omitted them, you just didn't have time to bring people up to date on this continuing focus in America. It's almost like there's a trifecta here. We have all kinds of bad food that people are choosing to eat and its impact. We have bad health care and that impact. And we have all of this drug usage and its impact. You know, you look at these things, and are they all related? One wonders.
Let's talk about, Doug, some of the more interesting news in the medical journals this week about losing weight. This is out of the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics this week. Some weight loss keys. If you're trying to lose weight, adopt these three key strategies. They'll boost your chances of success. First is keep a food journal. Second is avoid eating out often. And the third is don't skip meals.
There it is. Pretty simple, right?
Also,
it seems pretty simple anyway.
Also, obesity is a bit contagious. If you're worried about the battle of the bulge, your circle of friends might be key to your weight gain. They did a study of high school teens. They were more likely to pile on the pounds if they hung out with people who were already heavier than they were. The opposite was true for students whose friends were thinner, however.
888-553-7536. Here's Jeff in Spokane, Washington. Hi, Jeff. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Thank you. My question is, I've had pain in my groin area, lower abdominal area, for the past 2 years, and initially thought it was maybe a hernia. I had a hernia repair on that side already in 1997, and kind of felt like that, but it's almost a deadening feel. It's almost like it's deadened at times. It is irritated when, if I wear a seatbelt or something or a belt, and just the tightness of it. Lifting heavy stuff, I've noticed pain there, but went to the doctor. He, too, thought initially that I either re-injured that hernia or that maybe there was another one. And initially I've had all the way up to a CT scan, and they said, you know, they didn't notice anything on it. They said I had varicose vein down there, but they didn't think that would cause, you know, that discomfort, that
exactly.
Level of it.
I don't think so either, Jeff. You know, Jeff, I could probably think of 30 to 40 different possible causes for what you have. and you need to get a good detective. There are trauma causes. There's probably 10 different, 15 different things just from trauma that you can do to things in that area. There are various infections that can be caused by specific agents, or you can have an abscess in that area that can cause what you have. I don't want to get you overly concerned, but cancer, testicular cancer.
Well, that's exactly what my question was when I told the screener. I said, you know, I've got a concern of cancer here. My mother has breast cancer currently. My father died of cancer in 1991. I'm 41. And, so we've got cancer in the family. And that was my question. I had a two precancerous spots removed. Pretty much at the base of my penis on that side. And, the first time they took them out, they cut them out, and they said, well, these were precancerous. I can't remember.
Jeff, peace of mind. Let me help you. For peace of mind, why don't you just go see a urologist and get examined and see if a biopsy is needed?
I went there. That's kind of where I'm at. He's the one who ordered a CT scan. He didn't, I didn't do the contrast where he swallowed stuff, but I think they contrasted when I went in there. He was looking for a hernia, came back and said, was okay,
Jeff,
but I haven't gone back in yet. Follow up, see. Yeah.
Jeff, is this a general surgeon or a urologist?
It's a urologist.
Okay. He'll pick it up from there. There are so many possible causes of this, and he's just being a good detective, eliminating the most likely. And if he doesn't pick up the diagnosis, a good urologist won't give up till they make the diagnosis. So just hang in there.
Okay.
You know, the thing that it's been there for 2 years and you're still doing relatively okay kind of leans against cancer, but I still would want to know for sure.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care. Let me know, Jeff.
All right, so we've had another extraordinary 2 hours, all kinds of questions, lots of angst, I guess. You hear, is it me or did I hear more of that today, do you think, from some of our callers?
I heard that. You have a very good ear.
Yeah, there's something heavy when it comes to our health and well-being going on here. And it's just another good reason for you to stay in touch with Dr. Ken, whether through email, drken@drkenshow.com, or certainly by listening to this program when it's on the air every weekend. Good day, weekend. Good day, health, Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.